How are you, Alden?
I'm well, and yourself?
Doing well.
Did I miss the...
You calling in to the Zohar class?
Yes.
You calling in? Okay. We're reading from the Parasha of Matot, section 1, verse 1. ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו כנעני עלינו מעשה ידינו כנענהו וכל התחתם אנשים אשר לה ידעו משכב זכר תמם תוננם אמר רבי יהודה אין העולם מתנהג Ela betray Gavin, Diatu mistar ita, Dishta kahat, Hayakimat, Liba, Ahidikti, the Kalisha, Hachma, Hachmat lev yadeha, Tavu beyaviu, Matva. Et hatkelet ve'et ha'argaman umay matyan et hatkelet ve'et ha'argaman gavnin taklilan begoy gevadne. But all the women children that have not known man by lying with him. In relation to this, we learn that Rabbi Yehuda said the world is maintained by two colors only, white and red, namely chassidim and chachma of the left. That come from the aspect of the wise-hearted woman. Hence it says, and all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple. What did they bring? The scripture says blue and purple, which are colors contained within colors. That is, there are two main colors, white and red, and blue and purple colors are included within these two colors. This verse is very esoteric. This verse is describing using four colors, the names of four colors. It's describing the tree of life. There's the right column, which is white, the left column, which is red, and between them is the central column. And the highest point on the central column is the Keter, which is purple. And the lowest point on the center column is Malchut, which is blue. And if we look at the concepts of the word Keter, which means crown, and Malchut, which means our physical world, it means manifestation, it means kingdom, we see that both Keter and Malchut are dealing with the concept of royalty. And we have to remember that Malchut becomes the Keter of the next generation. And you therefore see that all of the boundaries of the Tree of Life, all three columns, the highest point and the lowest point, are all included in this discussion, this concept of four colors. Verse 2. Hada hu diktiv darsha tsemer uvishtim vata'as b'chafetz kapeha Uktiv biyadecha, tawu mai tawu, amar Rabbi Yehuda, tawu bedina, tawu berachame, amar Rabbi Yitzhak, amayit karya, isha amar, leidiklaila, bedina, uklila berachame. This is the meaning of she seeks wool and flax, and works willingly with her hands. Since wool pertains to the right, and mercy, and flax to the left, and judgment, it is also written, did spin with their hands. What is spin? Rabbi Yehuda says, they spin with judgment and they spin with mercy. That is, they interlace right and left with each other, and the judgments of the left are sweetened by the mercy of the right. Rabbi Yitzhak said, why is a woman, the Hebrew word is isha, called such, which is derived from the word fire? The Hebrew word is esh. He said to him, she contains judgment and mercy. She is therefore called Isha, the letters of Esh, He, Esh being judgment, and He being mercy. This verse is really very straightforward in its English translation. It's describing the concept of how both mercy and judgment are intertwined in the weaving process. Because, especially when we spin or we make a material from both cotton and linen, or cotton and wool, we're making it from two different types of energies, one being right column, that of the wool, and one being left column, that of the column of the cotton. And that's one of the explanations for the mitzvah of shatness, where we do not wear any clothing that has this mixture, except for the tzitzit, where the strings of the tzitzit might be out of wool, while the shirt itself is out of cotton. Verse 3. Tachatzi di amar Rabbi Elazar, kol ita bedina itkarya adiat ama ta'ama de rachame de tanya masitra de barna shate chi bavra umistira adiat ta ate sumaka. Ta'ama ita machavavra v'chivavra adif. Come and see. Rabbi Elazar said, every woman is considered to be of judgment, since they are rooted in the left column. It is so until she tastes the taste of mercy. That is, marries a man. As a male is rooted in the right column, which is chesed, and mercy. We learn that it is from the side of the man that the white is produced, such as the bones of the fetus, for he is of mercy. From the side of the woman comes the red of the fetus, the red of flesh and sinew, which are of judgment. When a woman tastes of the white, that is, when she is married to a man, white is more predominant in her, though her root is the red. We've just heard explained and expressed the whole concept of women are from Mars and men are from Venus, or vice versa. The whole idea of males and females are really two different species. They don't communicate well because they use words in totally different meanings and think they're using the same word the same way the other one is using it. And this is totally false. It's a very real issue here. And we need to read on to learn more about this. What does this have to do with the 42 journeys of the Parsha of Matot? What does it have to do with what Matot teaches us? Let's read on. Verse 4. V'tachatzi yamai asiran Nishai Sha'aramin Diyade Mishkeve Dekura Mishum Ditanenan Ich Yemina Ve'ich Shemala Yisrael Usharamin Ve'gimol Ayin Ve'gehinom Alma Davi Alma Diate Yisrael Kapele Dirachame Ushar Amin Lekavle Dirdina Udnan Ita Diata Mata Ama Dirachame Rachame Natha Ita Dita Ama Ama Dina 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 Ita Bekat The ally who eats kere, the hot levim, as a nefesh lo yadu, sava. Come and see. This is why women of the other nations, who know man by lying with him, are forbidden to be wed. We have learned that there is right, which is chesed, and left, which is judgment. Which are Israel and the other nations, and also the Garden of Eden on the right, and Gehinnom on the left. This world is on the left, and the world to come is on the right. The children of Israel correspond to mercy on the right, and the other nations to judgment on the left. We have learned that when a woman has a taste of mercy, that is when she marries one of the men of Israel, mercy overpowers judgment, and she turns into mercy. When a woman has a taste of judgment, that is, when she marries a foreigner who pertains to judgment, as mentioned, judgment cleaves to judgment. The judgment in the woman adheres to the judgment in the foreigner. It is written of them, the dogs are insolently greedy. They never have enough. I could try and make this verse gentle. But it's referring to one of the spiritual reasons why Jewish people are supposed to marry Jewish people. It has to do with the nature of the energy of the souls. Jewish people, relative to other people, have the potential to be more merciful. Doesn't mean they are merciful. Doesn't mean that they're nice people. But they have the potential to be more merciful than someone who is not of the Jewish world. By the same token, it doesn't mean that someone from the non-Jewish world is more judgmental. It's just relatively speaking one to the other. It's also not possible to know in our generation who has a Jewish soul and who does not. And therefore, the whole discussion of applying this verse in the Zohar to particular intermarriage issues is really an absurdity. Because the people having the discussion are not aware of what is the root of the soul of the two people. Where are they coming from? Which sefirah? And until you know this, and only the Mekubalim know how to determine that for themselves. Otherwise, the whole discussion is moot. People will marry who they will marry because they have a tikkun with that person. When that tikkun is over, they will move on and get divorced. They will move on without a big fight, or they will move on with a big fight. The big fight indicates that the tikkun is not complete. This is just additional information. This is just how people don't look at cause and effect in their own lives. Verse 5. V'yaldat aneinan ani velet le'okom kishura bo kakelev makalba takifa peruche hatsifa ofakadina pedina hatsifa pekola ani velet L'Yisrael, Tanenan Ketiv, V'yatem Hadbekim, Bahashem, Elohechem Chayim Kulcham, Hayom Memtet Mishum, D'Nishmata D'Yisrael, Atya Marucha, D'Elohim Chayim Diktiv, Ki ruach malfane, yatof mashma diktiv, milfane ufkich, ita dechai, betulta, delaita pekat, bedina kashya dishar amin, beita bekat be Israel, rachame natcha beit kisharat. In relation to this, we have learned that a woman who is married to a foreigner is attached to him like a dog. Just as a dog has a strong, impudent spirit, she who is married to a foreigner is also most impudent. When judgment cleaves to judgment, we learn that she who is married to one of the children of Israel, it says of her, "But you that did cleave to Hashem your Elohim are alive, every one of you this day." What is the reason thereof? The soul of Israel comes from the spirit of the living Elohim, as it is written, "But the spirit should faint." The Hebrew word is envelope, before me. This is understood from the phrase before me, which means from before the Shekhinah, namely from Zeron Pit, called living Elohim. Therefore, in a virgin woman who does not cleave to the harsh judgment of the other nations, as mentioned above, but cleaves to Israel, which is of mercy, mercy is more powerful, and she is corrected from the judgment within her. This is not a very popular Zohar section from the feminist perspective. But it's really not even of that issue. It's talking about the issue between males and female. That a woman is going to be coming from the frame of judgment. A man is going to be coming from the frame of mercy, of sharing. The woman is going to be coming from the frame of receiving. If you look at the bodies of males and females, it's clear that that's their nature. Now, when a woman marries a man who comes from a nation that is not a Jewish nation, and the woman is a Jewish soul, her mercy is going to be, her judgment aspect is going to be enhanced by the judgment aspect of her husband. When a Jewish woman marries a Jewish man, it's going to be balanced by her connection to the Jewish sharing essence, and she's going to be moving towards the central column. This is what the verse is saying. It's not saying women are less important than men or any of the other issues that are interpreted from the surface reading of what the Zohar is saying. It's really talking about the essence of people and how they relate to each other. Verse 6. V'tachatzi k'tiv amarti Olam chesed yibane, my chesed, hu chad mikidre, ilae, temal kavanishmeta, the Israel kara, laku chabarifu chesed, altane, the itbane, Vila ishtetzai pesed my alma, mashma diktiv, ibane begich panenan, mandeshetze pesed, me alma ishtetze, kule alma diate, vialda kitiv lote ya, ashet tamait, Chutza, begind me bad chesed imita, veitaved binyana diktiv olam chesed yibanev. Come and see. It is written, for I have said, the world is built by chesed. What is chesed? He answers, it is one of the king's supernal sephirot, namely the highest of the lower seven sephirot. For the Holy One, blessed be He, named the soul of Israel Chesed, on the condition that it would build Chesed. Thus Chesed will never cease. This is derived from the phrase, is built, which refers to Chesed that will be built. We have therefore learned that he who causes Chesed to cease in the world will perish in the world that is coming. Hence it is written, the wife of the dead shall not marry abroad to a stranger, or in order to do kindness with the dead man, so that he will be built and established, as it is written, the world is built by chesed. This verse is referring to the idea that when a man dies without having children, that his wife, the widow, needs to marry another Jewish man rather than a non-Jewish man, so that the rite of chalitza can be performed by the brother of the man who died, so that his soul can go into the reincarnation cycle. It's called Yibum. That's the Hebrew word that it's describing. And an explanation is being given in this verse about the concept of chesed, which the world is not yet completely built on chesed. But the verse in Psalms is telling us that it will complete and be completely built on the frame of chesed. That is the end of the section. It's also the end of the Zohar on the Parasha of Matot, at least in the English version, English translation of the Zohar. Does anybody have a question? Does anybody have a question? I wish you all a good day.